Not really. I think because, like for instance, I sit on the museum board, and I just when I'm on the museum board, I don't feel like I'm there as a Filipino. I'm there as somebody who knows the history.
But when you talk about having that weight, I don't know. I guess I don't see it as a weight. I see it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
I get kind of excited about it.
Me too. Like what non-Filipino groups are you with?
Let's see.
The Coastal Cleanup, the Benicia Vallejo Humane Society.
Humane Society.
You're with the
Serafinus.
Violence.
Violence
group.
Battered Women's Shelter. I was on the board before. A lot of times they're seeking me out or us out we know so much about the community.
Right.
And they're really tapping into, you know, the Filipino psyche through us or the community to gain access in good ways, like mental health diversity committee.
Right. For the county.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's
I'm just now joining the Rotary Club. It's just traditionally a white males club.
Yeah.
And so I go and I don't feel any weight because I know everyone there. You know, I don't feel like I'm a stranger because I know everyone there. And then I got invited to join the what is the other one? The Lions Club by the owner of our car wash, who's a very rich man, Jeff Anthony. So, you know, people want us to join clubs because, not because we're Filipino, but also because we're well connected.